Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel's invasion of Gaza has intensified with troops and tanks advancing on the strip. A strike that Israel's military says was aimed at a Hamas commander hit a refugee camp. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
We just heard, in fact, that two Israeli soldiers have been killed. The army says that dozens of Hamas fighters have been killed. The strategy seems to be to surround Gaza City.
And while dozens of trucks with relief supplies have entered Gaza, the humanitarian situation is still grim. Dr. Omar Abdelmanan.
A lack of medical supplies and then continual bombing of healthcare facilities or threats to healthcare facilities is essentially for them hell on earth.
Layer up tonight if you are trick-or-treating. It's cold outside.
There are freeze warnings in effect for the Great Lakes all the way on down through the central Mississippi Valley and even down towards the Gulf Coast.
That's Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is suing the Wisconsin legislature over pay raises denied to University of Wisconsin employees. A joint committee is holding up the pay raises, even though they've been approved in the state budget by the full legislature and signed by the governor.
When we tell 35,000 Wisconsinites to stick it, you're not going to get your raise until we negotiate something. That's not in law.
Evers wants the state Supreme Court to take the case directly. Meanwhile, Evers is noncommittal about signing a Republican bill to address dangerous PFAS chemicals in Wisconsin. Evers tells the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network the bill doesn't hold anyone accountable. It takes away the powers and the authority of the Department of Natural Resources and sets no standards for groundwater. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 8 for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties. Expect 1 to 3 inches of snow and strong north winds of up to 30 miles an hour, reducing visibility to a quarter mile. Look out for slippery road conditions, especially on bridges and overpasses. Some communities still have trick-or-treating going on. You're urged to drive with caution. A school in Maguanago was temporarily closed yesterday following an incident involving a 15-year-old student who allegedly caused over $10,000 worth of property damage. Law enforcement says the student got into the school by breaking a window, then caused extensive damage and stole property. It's alleged he also took a school vehicle and parked it in a different spot in the lot. Police say the school serves as a rehab center for troubled teens. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles, WAUK News.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Packers trade Rasul Douglas. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A shocking move by Green Bay Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst today, just before the NFL trade deadline. He sends veteran defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills. Also, a fifth-round pick goes to Buffalo. In return, the Packers get the Bills' third-round pick in next spring's draft. That means that the Packers will have five picks in the first three rounds of the 2024 NFL draft. Now, Douglas has been vocal and frustrated about this four-game losing streak beginning in Las Vegas against the Raiders, last week against the Broncos.
No, I'm sick of seeing y'all come in here.
This week you said you're sick of seeing
everybody. They mad. But we just lost to Denver. Not saying that they terrible, but come on.
Sources say he did not request the trade, but is looking forward getting to a Super Bowl contender with the Bills. NBA, Milwaukee Bucks headed to Toronto. They play the Raptors tomorrow night. Tip-off time, 6 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 20. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 39. Overcast skies tomorrow night, 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Halloween edition. A little snowy but glorious here in Madison. Happier happy hour. You ready for it, Don?
Absolutely, Crudy. I love the happy hour. It's my favorite time of the day.
Well, it's always great when our buddy Scott Ross comes around. Appreciate you doing so, sir. Had a nice chat with Scott. Can't wait, man, for the year that is to come. We are a year out from the presidential election and perhaps elections that could recast every legislative district in the state of Wisconsin. But of course, we'd have to have a favorable court ruling. Those oral arguments, as mentioned before a couple times, Dom, begin on November 21st. Let's just say I have high expectations.
Do I?
But beyond that,
3 weeks from today, oral arguments. I mean, you know, this has been such a long time coming, Crudy. You know what I mean? I mean, I remember we were back when they were doing the maps 10 years ago. Well, more than 10 years ago now, but it was already, I mean, it was like, what? And all the stories that came out and how they were doing them and how biased they were, how politically, you know, biased they were. It seems like we've been talking about this since we've been doing this radio show, man. And finally, we're going to have hopefully some redress on this.
You know where I was 9 years ago today, Dom? I know this from the Facebook memories.
Yeah, the memories, yeah.
I was hanging out with Joe Zepecki on the Burke bus, the Mary Burke bus.
Wow.
And Joe reminded me, I spoke with our pal Joe Zepecki, Zepecki Communications. He was Mary Burke, then the gubernatorial candidate on the Democratic side. He was her comms director. And they rented a bus, Dom. And I got on the bus, and we did like a rolling interview with the candidate. And then Joe and I talked, and Joe was the bus driver. Technically, Joe drove the bus.
Literally.
And then we got to our final destination, and Joe said, get off the bus. And I said, I don't know where I am. And what I hadn't realized is it was a complete circular loop. We were back at the start point. So when, you know, like we're beside, like on the side of the building we started at, but, you know. When I'm on the bus, I'm
fully
around. Immersed in my bus activities.
Yes.
I didn't pay attention to, you know, where we got on or got off the bus. But anyways, that was 9 years ago today. And a year from now-ish, election day, Dom. Election day on the federal level, on the state level. a lot of stuff could happen. Hell, even the county executive level in my county, Dane County, Joe Parisi is going to resign to create a fall ballot situation for the county executive in Dane County. Special election, all that kind of stuff. Maybe there will be good turnout here in Dane County. I sure do hope so.
I fully expect that there will be. Michael, as mentioned, though, you know, a year ago, would we have seen ourselves where we're at now? And then, you know, then fast forward a year from now, what do you think is going to happen? And I've been consistent. I don't think Trump's going to be on that ballot, man. What do you think?
I think that the tenor of politics has changed here in the state of Wisconsin and nationwide. And what changed that was the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision. And I think that we have, and Joe actually pointed a couple of things out to me. You're looking for tells a year out, right? At least I am. I'm always looking for tells. I'm looking for tea leaves to read. Well, look to Kentucky. Kentucky has a gubernatorial race going on off your election for Kentucky. Well, Andy Beshear, the Democratic governor of Kentucky, will he hold serve? Will Mississippi, which hasn't had a Democratic governor since like Dixiecrat days, think pre-New Deal, think pre-Lyndon Baines Johnson, that could be a very close race. And if the Democrat outperforms, maybe doesn't win because they might not quite be ready for a Democrat in Mississippi quite yet. But if it's within, like, let's say 5 points, that'd be a good sign. And then finally, the Virginia legislative races. If the Republicans don't take the third chamber, because right now it's a Republican governor, it's a Republican, I forget if it's the upper or the lower chamber. I think they hold the Senate, the Republicans do, and the House of Commons, I believe they call it in Virginia, currently in Democratic control. If that continues to be the case after these elections, then I would say it's going to be a good year for the Democrats next year. And I think it will be, Dom. I think the tenor of the politics has changed. Women have not had their reproductive rights reinstalled. Have they? Did I miss something? I mean, I know Planned Parenthood might be performing abortions again in limited scope here in the state of Wisconsin, but women didn't get their rights back. We got a Speaker of the House trying to take us back to the 1690s. I mean, these Republicans, they're going to extremes against what the popular opinion of the electorate is. And short of,
that's not new. You know what I mean? What's the last policy the Republicans put forth that the majority tax cuts. Of people.
Everybody loves a tax cut.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Tell me they got something else to offer, Dom. Tax cuts.
That's all they have. And sometimes it's good and most of the times it's bad. It's one thing if you cut taxes and then have a corresponding, you know, increase in revenue, because isn't that what the tax cuts are supposed to do, right? They're going to cut the taxes, and that's going to make more revenue, if you believe what they sell you. But it depends on when they're selling it. If Reagan's selling it or Bush is selling it, okay, so they got tax cuts, and hell, everyone likes a tax cut. That's why we have the national debt where we have it right now, because of literally the tax cuts within my lifetime. So besides that, What policies do the Republicans have that the majority of people in this country support?
Strong and wrong.
This isn't a whole new scenario. This is more of the same, and they've gotten more violent. I mean, Donald Trump gave permission for all the wackadoodles to come out and crap all over the Capitol. I mean, that hasn't gone away. And then there's still, as of today, headlines about people getting arrested for threatening the Fulton County Sheriff and Fawny Willis down in Georgia. I mean, these things are still happening, the violent side of it, the rhetoric, the Donald Trump stuff. That's the tenor I'm concerned about. The fact that Republicans don't want women to have abortions is consistent throughout Republicanism over the last 30 years, as far as I can tell. So the difference to me is the violence. The rhetoric, the Trumpiness, the MAGA. That's the difference.
Well, Republicans have wanted to ban abortions, perhaps since the Roe ruling in 1973, sure. Dom, but now they have successfully done that. And there are many states that are putting out, what, six-week abortion bans? State of Wisconsin, depending on who you believe, there might be a complete ban on abortions. Now, there's a Dane County judge that says that's not the case. The 1849 law currently on the book bans infanticide, effectively killing a child, not aborting a fetus, but that's still to be decided in a court of law, I suspect, Dom. And women who have lost 50 years worth of reproductive rights because of the decision of the Supreme Court, I think they're still outraged, Dom. I don't think this is going to change. I think we're going to continue to see a blue trend in every elective cycle. I mean, look at the pro-to-say-whats, man. And do I think the battle's won? Hell no. I'm going to be out here every day with you, buddy, fighting this battle, trying to get the truth out there. The battle being the battle for truth and democracy, small d democracy. That's what I care about. I know that's what a lot of our audience cares about, Dom. They can always be a part. 844-967-2789. But I also told our buddy Scott Ross, I'm about as confident as I've been about what the electoral outcome will be. You know, barring a meteorite crashing down on the White House and taking out, you know, Biden and Kamala.
No, now we have President Mike Johnson. Great.
I mean, crazier things have happened, seemingly since 2016, Dom. You know, there hasn't been a shortage of unbelievably crazy things to have in the political cycles. But I think this is a predictable outcome. And I think at this point, a year out, if the Democrats do their part and they call out what is going on in D.C., what is going on amongst the Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin, the people don't want this. And I think the people will be reactive at the ballot box, Dom. And if Donald Trump is indeed, and I know you don't think he will be, but if he is indeed the presidential nominee of the Republican Party, he turns them out like nobody else, both sides. You could have something in excess of 85 million votes for Joe Biden this time around. You heard it here
844-967-2789. Crudy, you haven't heard if you said you think he'll be on the ballot or not, but I'll just let that go. Mark from the SAC, you're up. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for the information today, guys. And I plan on leaving a message in Ron Johnson's office and lighten up their ears are going to be burning by the time they get done listening to my message, because the absolute idiocy of this man is that does he think the elimination of smallpox and say, the other, you know, that world-altering diseases that we had that now have been basically eliminated in this world, does he think the vaccines for that are a bad thing? I mean, the man is a jackass. I mean, that, and the fact that Marie Bartiromo didn't challenge him on that, ask that question, means that she's just as idiotic as he is. I mean, these people, how they manage to draw breath, it's as good as an automatic thing, because they'd forget to do that if their body didn't require it.
Thank you for the call, Mark. Yes, Ron Johnson, Wisconsin's own senator, very concerned about the pre-planned, what, pandemic and the taking away of our rights by a group of very powerful elites.
I still don't understand how Lou Dobbs lost his job. Maria Bartiromo still has one on the Foxy News, despite the fact she was in the center of the Spartmatic and Dominion software. You know, the defamation suits, the $876 million settlement. I think that's got a sting, even the very deep-pocketed Rupert Murdoch. Come back, more devils.
We're up against a very powerful group of people here.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. Stick around. Egberto Willis, the host of Politics Done Right. He's going to join us at 5:30.
Dominic, you mentioned the fact the violence scares you.
Well, I didn't say it scares me. I'm just notifying and addressing the violence.
Well, I don't mean to put words in your mouth. I know nothing scares you except for spiders.
Arachnophobia.
Dominic, it's chilling. Trump thinks he's not responsible for supporter violence, according to legal experts. Here is the one I quote. Former senior prosecutor at the Justice Department and former FBI general counsel Andrew Weissman pointed to Donald Trump's appeal of a gag order in the 2020 election case, and he called it chilling, Dom. The gag order is under appeal, and Judge Tanya Chutkan has paused it while deciding whether or not it would be fully paused pending appeal. In a filing last week, special counsel Jack Smith explained that pausing the gag order is a dangerous move, as he already went on a rant against his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. It comes at a time when Meadows was reportedly given immunity in the same case. And Weissman said that the thing he finds the most horrifying in the case is that Trump's lawyers made for why the gag order should not remain in place. Here's their explanation, Dom, and here's Weissman's thoughts. I think it is a question of Donald Trump's own continued words and words where he has seen consequences of those words. That is the reason you're seeing Judge Chutkan and Judge Ingeron take action, Weissman said, because, as they said, they're concerned about the targeting of individuals. He recalled Chutkan's case, saying that there is fear that jurors, court staff, prosecutors, and either other judges are in danger as a result of MAGA violence. And that's why Weissman thinks Chutkan is reacting the way she is. Here's a quote. I think that Judge Chutkan used those words, as you noted, Nicole, to point out why her order was not unduly vague, meaning that it is important for whoever is subject to an order to know what it specifies, because you want to make sure in connection with the First Amendment that you know what's prohibited and what isn't prohibited. And she gave very clear examples in her order, saying that is what you could do, that is what you couldn't do, and pointed out that in her view, Donald Trump was aware of that and knew exactly what her order specified. And Dom, I feel quite confident she will have to figure out a way to enforce it, because he's not going to honor the gag orders.
No, of course not.
A little bit more. Never mind. Less important. 844.
All right.
967-2789.
Diane Anderson from Racine. Welcome, Diane. What do you got for us?
Hi. Hey, thanks so much, guys, for continuing to be political junkies like my husband, Bob, and I are. We've got to get people out there who are not the political junkies like the group of us to start paying more attention to what's going on in their lives with this election of Johnson as Speaker of the House.
Diane, how do we do that? I mean, obviously, we talk about it. We're in on it. We're dialed in. We do this for fun. Hell, some of us even get paid a little bit to do it, Diane. But how do you get people who aren't normally, you know, engaged to engage?
I don't know. One thing is you just have to make them know how their whole life is going to be affected if we can't get a functional Congress going. I also wanted to tell you guys that I did add something to my site as promised at the end of last week regarding a woman's right to choose. You know, they need to look at what the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology says about a woman's right to choose and how it affects healthcare professionals.
Absolutely, Diane. Hey, if people want to find out more, because you're running, right? You're running for the first congressional district. Right. Here in the state of Wisconsin. Diane, appreciate the call. If people want to find out about your campaign, how would they do so?
They should go to AndersonWI1ST.com. AndersonWisconsinFirst.com.
Right on. We appreciate it. Thank you, Diane. Pleasure to meet you. Pleasure to talk with you as well. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Well, to this Michael Johnson, you know, how everybody's trying to figure out, you know, who his alter ego is. Like, you know, is he, I last week thought of Eddie Haskell, but that's old school. You know, I finally figured out who he is. I think he's Michael J. Fox when he was playing Michael Keaton, or that role. I mean, he grows up in this family that's real left-leaning. You know, the father works for public television and all this. I don't know his background other than I've read about his dad, you know, being a firefighter.
So he's the Alex P. Keaton of House Speakers?
Family ties.
I mean, look at him.
But then he looked more like McFly, like the dad in Back to the Future. McFly, right? If you put glasses on McFly, doesn't he look more like Johnson?
But I'm just saying, I don't buy into this thing about Superman and Clark Kent. I mean, think about it. He's kind of a little guy, puts on the glasses, kind of geeky. I see him as Michael J. Fox playing that part all day long.
Oh, sorry about that, Dick. I mean, maybe, you know, I guess here's the thing. He's second in line for the presidency, man. You know what I mean? Alternet. Let me throw this one out there. Alternet.org. Why did Mike Johnson scrub 69 podcasts from his website? Speaker Johnson, who House Republicans unanimously voted for last week, has scrubbed his personal website, apparently deleting all 69 podcasts he and his wife Kelly began recording last year. Kelly's Johnson's business website, Onward Christian Counseling, has also been scrubbed. HuffPost reports she runs a counseling business that advocates the belief that homosexuality is comparative to bestiality and incest, according to its opening documents. Attempts to access both the websites now result in an error message, although those web addresses can have been archived. We talked a little bit about this. I mean, I don't remember Family Ties. I just don't remember the, you know, bestiality and you know those kind of comments from that show and incest. But this is not uncommon. We've heard, you know, Republicans talk in these terms and in these frames before. Now, here's my question: if it's truly a belief, if you think that your Lord came to you and your interpretation of the Bible says that gay sex and homosexuality is compared to bestiality and incest, then why would you scrub it? Why would you back off of it? You know what I'm saying? Was Jesus talking to you then, or is he telling you to scrub it? Because here's the deal, man. It's opportunism. That's what I think it is. I mean, look at how much money is in religion, for crying out loud. Who's a big guy nowadays? All the Ferraris. I don't even know the names anymore, man. I used to watch this guy back in
Joel
the day on
Olstein.
Olstein, right? Oh man, I used to watch some of these old guys, and they were just terrible. The guy would just sit there and smoke a cigar and yell at the people on the television to give him money. That's all he did. And he'd throw some hardcore fire and brimstone in there, and they'd stop and say, "Here's the number. Give me money." Opportunism, baby. Whether to believe it or not, I can't tell you, but I don't believe it.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We've got a fine guest joining us next. We welcome back Egberto, my bad. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Family Ties, Dom. I see you more as a, you know, Mickey Mouse Club guy. More Devils. We'll be back.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican lawmakers are moving ahead with a $2 billion tax cut that Governor Evers is certain to veto. The bill would cut the individual income tax rate in the third bracket from 5.3% to 4.4%. Evers vetoed a similar proposal in the state budget. The bill would also increase a state income tax credit for those who claim their kids as dependents on their federal taxes. More teenagers are getting jobs in Wisconsin. The number of young people applying for work permits went up by 27% between 2019 and last year. That represents more than 37,000 workers. Republican lawmakers are trying to eliminate work permits. They say they're an unnecessary burden. On the other hand, fees from work permits pay for enforcing labor standards in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until 8 for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties. Expect 1 to 3 inches of snow accompanied by strong north winds reaching up to 30 miles an hour. Visibility could be reduced to a quarter mile, creating slippery road conditions, especially on bridges and overpasses. Some communities are still having trick-or-treating activities taking place, and it's recommended to exercise caution while driving. A Milwaukee alderman first elected in 1989 says he's done. Michael J. Murphy says he's leaving his 10th district post in April after 35 years on the job. Some parents in Wauwatosa voiced their concerns at a school board meeting last night regarding the potential closure of two elementary schools next year. Several speakers said closures should not even be considered. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Packers trade Rasul Douglas. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A shocking move by Green Bay Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst today, just before the NFL trade deadline. He sends veteran defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills. Also, a fifth-round pick goes to Buffalo. In return, the Packers get the Bills' third-round pick in next spring's draft. That means that the Packers will have five picks in the first three rounds of the 2024 NFL draft. Now, Douglas has been vocal and frustrated about this four-game losing streak beginning in Las Vegas. Vegas against the Raiders, last week against the Broncos.
No, I'm sick of seeing y'all come in here.
This week you said you're sick of seeing
yeah, everybody. They mad. But we just lost to Denver. Not saying that they terrible, but come on.
Sources say he did not request the trade, but is looking forward to getting to a Super Bowl contender with the Bills. NBA, Milwaukee Bucks headed to Toronto. They play the Raptors tomorrow night. Tip-off time, 6 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 20. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 39. Overcast skies tomorrow night, 27. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happy hour, the Halloween edition. And Dom, we've been joined live via StreamYard by our friend Egberto Willis from Politics Done Right. Egberto, welcome back, man.
Egberto.
Man, it's my pleasure to be with the stars of Madison, Wisconsin. Are you kidding me?
You didn't know it was going to be dance-off bro time. Dom will dance.
No, I didn't know, but I kind of like it, you know? Hey.
That's how we solve our problems here. We do dance-offs. Egberto, welcome back. Got to ask you, it's been nearly a week, but your first impressions, at least for us, of the new Speaker of the House, MAGA Mike Johnson. What's your thoughts?
Wow. The first thing that I thought of is what everybody is saying. Hey, he's no better than Jim Jordan, but my God, he looks good. And I don't know about you guys. I don't go around admiring guys, right? But I saw this guy talk and he speaks measuredly and he has an air of authority. This Louisiana guy, I'm sorry, he looks cool. I mean, he's terrible, but I think we better be careful with the way we just kind of throw him, thinking that folks are going to look at him as this crazy MAGA guy, because he is a perfect instantiation of moving MAGA forward. Because again, he looks respectable. He sounds respectable. Think about how he started. He started by saying, I'm going to work with Akeem Jeffries, even though we don't agree. I'm going to sit down and talk to the brother. Hey, I kind of believed him. I mean, he's lying. Don't get me wrong now. But I'm like, this guy sounds good. So those of us who are progressive, be careful. This guy has the pedigree.
Oh, he's straight out of Central Casting, Egberto. And maybe that flies until someone asks him, hey, is the Earth 6,000 years old? You know, is homosexuality the same as bestiality and incest? I mean, shouldn't he be peppered constantly with these kinds of questions based on, you know, the public websites that he's been scrubbing? And similarly, all the Republicans that voted for him, Egberto, shouldn't they all have to answer some of these very basic questions?
Of course. But you know what? Everybody's not like you, Dom, or Crew. Come on, man. Everybody aren't like you guys, and everybody aren't listening to you guys. The people that are out there, you know, you listen to This Week, or you listen to Meet the Press, or you listen to Face the Nation, or all these things. They actually treat him even better than they treated Donald Trump. They treat him like he actually makes sense, right? They treat him like there's some sort of intellect coming out of there, and people have a tendency to believe that. And one of the problems I think we as progressives have is we think we can say how bad he is and everybody will understand after we give them the itemized list of how bad he is. And then we leave it there and we think everybody's going to go to the voting booth and remember that we gave them the list. What the guys on the right know is they repeat something over and over and over and over again. And it becomes a part of, you know, a part of the ethos, right? So, I mean, look, the guy's horrendous. The guy's a nut job. But, Mike, but we are, it's going to take you, me, everybody else, hitting him day in, day out, reminding folks and getting, you know, I do a lot of these blog posts and clips or whatever. I don't have the pertinent clips of him yet. But we have to throw those clips out on TikTok and Instagram and all of those things. We have a lot of work to do because, you know, they're ahead on the job.
Egberto Willis from Politics Done Right, our fine guest. Egberto, the chaos that preceded the election of the new speaker, and he might look like Alex P. Keaton in glasses, but, you know, perhaps a dangerous character, as you point out. But do you think the American people were aware of the chaos that preceded this? And if they don't come up with a funding mechanism, the government's going to shut down in a couple of weeks. Do you think the American people will notice that, sir?
No, I hate to say it. Look, let me tell you, man, we elected Trump, man. I know he didn't win with a majority, but I saw an interview with a guy. This was a guy, he looks decent, he's measured, and they interviewed him on MSNBC I think it was actually on NBC, and they asked him if he will vote for Trump again. And he said, you know, I if somebody else come up, I would. But yes, I would vote for Trump, because Trump, while he misbehaves, I mean, he did a lot of good things, and, you know, things was, they were working under him. And I sat down, and my eyes, if it could have gotten any bigger, it would have gotten bigger, right? I'm sitting down here and saying, who the hell is informing you about what the guy did? I mean, if you look at what occurred today in the Senate when they drilled Mayorkas, you had Josh Hawley say, really drilling Mayorkas of having this anti-Semitic person on the job, as if it were the fault of Mayorkas, right? But guess what? Guess who hired him? The Trump administration. I mean, her. And you sit down there and you're like, these guys are great. Look, we have a lot. All I keep saying, and this is what I tell our audience all of the times, your audience, my audience, all the time. We have a lot of work to do, because we think people think like us and they don't.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Egberto Willis. He is the host of Politics Done Right. He's coming to us from Texas, right? Egberto, I just heard.
Ouch.
Ouch, Texas. What? The AG Paxton, April 15th, he goes on trial. Isn't that tax day? What's going on down in Texas, man?
Hey, let me tell you something here in Texas. We have likeliest the most homicidal legislature in the country. We are a state that has the worst health care, and we have a criminal attorney. Look, we have the attorney general that's a criminal. He's a thief. He's a thug. We have a governor that is an extortionist. We have that he's trying to extort $10,000 for each of his people right now. I mean, he has a session going on he called a special session. And you know what he said he's going to do? I'm going to hold you guys here, and I'm not going to give teachers raises unless you give me these vouchers that I want to give my friends, $10,000 per student, so that, you know, they can decide to go to whatever school they want to go to. To which we're saying, oh my God, what? He's given an investment mechanism to rich people, and nobody's talking about it. And the media is sitting down looking at it as if he's doing something positive. That's why I talk about, we got a lot of work to do, because it's amazing how these people work.
Egberto, we've seen the choice school movement here in the state of Wisconsin for over 25 years. We now reroute over $1 billion per year, primarily for children going to private church school education, yes. 80% of which were already on the rolls of the schools before they received the voucher at the taxpayer expense. We're effectively funding two school systems here in the state of Wisconsin. And not to be outdone, the speaker of the assembly here in the state of Wisconsin has refused to pay raises to half the state employees, the entire University of Wisconsin system, unless they eliminate diversity, equality, and DEI from their budgets. Nobody gets a raise unless we get rid of inclusion.
I find it amazing, because that is not only in Wisconsin. This is all over. We had to do it in the state of Texas, the University of Texas, Austin, the most progressive school in the state and likely the country, had to do that as well. It's amazing that they're all playing from the same playbook, and they use extortion to get what they want to get. And even though most people don't think like them, going back to what Dom said, you have to think about this, right? If people are going to tolerate these things now, what else are they going to tolerate? They just don't get it. So, I mean, what we try to do is we try to make it sort of existential for people, right? I've been learning that these guys scare folks into doing things, and we don't quite know how to do that. We kind of like telling the truth perfectly and not scaring folks into doing what's right for them. I think we're going to have to change the modus operandi, because you're absolutely right about that. In Texas, we're not getting, the teachers are not going to get a raise until that occurs.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Your failure to do so will lead to your imminent death.
I like that. Yes.
How does that strike you? Is that fatalistic enough?
It's actually, but you know what? It's the best thing about it. People will believe you.
They should
believe you. Yeah, exactly. So I mean, if you go out there and we have to start telling folks we are existential to and enumerate it. I mean, come on. Right now, Texas is killing people. We don't accept the Medicare expansion to the Medicaid expansion to the Affordable Care Act. And guess what? We are the state with the most people uninsured, both by number and by percentage. But we don't take it. We leave billions on the table every year. I mean, it's listening to us is really existential, my brothers.
You know, I hate to compare states, man, because we don't have Medicaid expansion either.
I know, man. I had no idea how similar Texas and Wisconsin really is, Egberto.
I saw in a ProPublica piece just the other day, Wisconsin and North Carolina, the two least small D Democratic states in the nation. I would have thought Texas would have been in there somewhere.
No, man. But let me tell you, we are really a progressive state if the progressives were voting, right? And so, I mean, we got a lot to do with that. Now, Wisconsin, look, I'm still very proud of Wisconsin, really. You know, I've been to Madison. By the way, I love Madison. But Wisconsin, at least you guys fight to get your redistricting correct. And you guys fight to get, come on, one of your senators is a Democrat. You know, your governor is a Democrat. I mean, come on, man.
Right.
We can't even get that done here, even though that's who we are.
Hey, let's not compare Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson. We might swap Ron for Ted, but it would be a tough decision.
Oh, but yes. Egberto, I mean, maybe you don't take, the state doesn't take the Medicaid expansion, the Obamacare and all that. And maybe, you know, the teachers aren't getting paid and all that. But hell, I mean, your electrical system is your own, baby.
Right? Oh, that's my all God. You.
How to bring that up.
I
mean, winter's coming up, man. I was wondering, I mean, how are things looking this year, man?
The same that it does every year. We're holding on by a prayer, but I got something even more special for you. We decided that we were going to really support SARDA green energy, even though we produce more wind than anybody else and wind turbines, etc. But here's what we did. We said to solve the problem, we are going to invest in generators so that what occurred when we froze the debt doesn't occur again. Guess what we said, though? The only thing we're going to fund are gas turbines. That's the only form of electricity. In other words, if you decide to build a solar farm, to build a dam, to do whatever, green or not, the only thing we're going to support, it has to be burning fossil fuels as the back-end store of our electrical grid.
Well, we do have you there. My understanding, there will be, right now, we've got about 15 gigawatts in the state of Wisconsin. I learned just earlier today, there is an investment in something like 11 gigawatts of renewable solar and 4 gigawatts of battery storage. And these things are in the queue. These things are going to happen. The investment dollars are there. That's going to create 20,000 jobs in the state of Wisconsin to bring these things online. So at least we got a better power infrastructure, question mark?
You got us beat, okay? Right. You got us beat.
Hey, you better be able to turn on the heat in the state of Wisconsin, man, because winter's about to set in here. We got snow on Halloween. I bet that's not happening in Houston.
Not in Houston, but in Dallas, maybe.
Thank you so much, Egberto Willis from Politics Done Right. How can people find your podcast, your show?
PoliticsDoneRight.com. PoliticsDoneRight.com. Visit us and you can get everything that you want. Thank you so kindly for having been with you guys.
Yeah, Egberto, don't be a stranger. We'll have you back to Madison, but maybe in the spring, sir.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. One last segment for your contribution. Dial us up right now. 844-967-2789. We got the right stuff.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, the fine one, Egberto Willis from Politics Done Right. You know, we do it just a little better here in Wisconsin. Slightly.
Than Texas?
I mean, slightly. Barely, slightly. We are the Mississippi of the North.
I know, man. I had no idea. I mean, Bridges was talking about all the shenanigans Republicans are pulling down there. I'm like, wait a minute. That sounds very familiar to me.
Here's the difference between Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson. When Ron heads off to Cancun, he flies private.
But we're up against a very powerful group of people here.
844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. Happy Halloween, fella.
Hey, Rico.
Hey, happy Halloween, guys.
What do you think of our pal Egberto suggesting we should be scaring you? Boo! Did I scare you, Rico?
Yeah, you scared me to death, guys. But hey, I have to say, I don't know what it's been, you know, about the month of October and the Devil's Advocate. There's something different about this whole month here. You guys have taken this show to a whole new level. I feel, you know, some of the finest broadcasting you guys have ever done. So whatever you're doing or whatever you've been doing, don't change a thing.
We banned CJ for the month of October.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's November tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, no.
But it's still pumpkin spice season somewhere. Is that your implication? A Octoberless month? No, CJ has enhanced and somehow raised the greatest radio product to new extraterrestrial heights, Rico.
Yeah, if we could just figure a way to get rid of Ron, is there a conspiracy you don't believe in, Johnson? That would be the best thing we could do.
Unfortunately, fella, he's not even on the ballot for four more years. Five, I guess.
There's other ways.
Well,
know what I mean?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Recall him? We can recall him. There's not a conspiracy theory that Ron Johnson doesn't believe in, right?
Here.
Just say, hey, Ron. There's a bunch of elite, powerful people that are planning to recall you. You should go check it out, man. Investigate. I mean, just give Ron, he'll chase his tail. Because obviously the man knows. He's got the insights, man. He's got the down low. Ron Johnson has all the answers. It's the elite cabal of powerful people that was all pre-planned, man. It's more information's come to light, man. He's like the Big Lebowski of senators.
Dominic, I mentioned during the commercial break prior, had some trick-or-treaters come by. Only they brought the treats for me. Remember that day I asked for cookies on the air? Still working. Two nice folks.
You can't tell me radio doesn't work, man.
Two nice folks, Emma and Tim, came up to the... Well, I guess they were at the Solidarity Realty Studios, at least at the door thereof. I didn't actually sneak them in the studios, but I did go out and greet them And they gave me a tin of Danish butter cookies.
Oh, yummy.
And the Pure Lions with the dark chocolate.
Oh, oh man, those are great. You don't even like coffee, man. You don't deserve
diabetes
those.
In a box, baby.
Come on, you just got to dip them in your coffee, crew. That's what they're for. They're so yummy.
Can I put them in my Diet Dew? That'll work.
No, that Diet Dew. You still drink that, man? Come on.
Man, I haven't cracked this one. I've only had two days
in D.C. when you couldn't get any Diet Dew and only a couple of shots of Captain Morgan. Or was there a lot of Captain there?
I had to go looking for Captain.
Yeah, like you got to go to college town to find some Captain. All right, but I mean, they got coffee in D.C., man.
I don't drink
You did so good. Why not, man? You did so good not drinking that green, nasty Diet Dew, man. You got over the hump, man. Like 48 hours is the number. You got like 4 days.
Of no Diet Dew. Worst 4 days of my life. You know, Dom, I got a little event this Saturday night. I think I mentioned it yesterday, but just in case you weren't listening, I'll be at a fundraiser in Walworth County on Saturday night doing their one-year gala 2023, 1 year till the election. If you know what I'm saying, Dom, this Saturday night in Delavan, I'll be there, and there'll be some other fine political sorts. They include Sarah Godlewski, Melissa Agard, and Greta Neubauer. She's your minority leader. So we've got both the Senate and Assembly minority leader and the Secretary of State. And Crudy.
And Crudy.
Newly plucked from these Halloween cookies. Thank you, Tim and Emma.
We haven't had her on the show in a while, right? The Senate leader. I'm sorry, the
Melissa?
Minority leader.
It's been a month or so. Not terrible.
No, Greta Neubauer.
That has been far too long. We have not had her since she was elected minority leader of the assembly.
And you're going to be there on Saturday, man. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'll spread the love.
Yeah, man. Yeah, all right.
I also would like to acknowledge she's newly engaged. Love is in the air, apparently, this fall. Dom, the minority leader, getting married, apparently. She put it on her
congratulations.
Social medias. So congrats to her. Go. We'll have to bring her on the show and congratulate her. And then grill her. About what's the plan?
What is the plan? Apparently, we need to get mean. Not mean. We need to scare people. Well, scare people.
Let's see if Joel's tricking or treating today from Walworth County. Joel, you could come down to the big gala, the dim gala on Saturday night. Hope to see you there. Welcome to the show.
Hey Joel.
Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, I didn't know that was going on. I might head down there. I'm from East Troy, and my girlfriend's from Darien, so she may want to check that out, too.
Well, we're at the resort in Delavan. That used to be Scott Walker territory. Yeah. Hell, Joel, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I spent my 30th birthday in Lake Beulah.
Oh, no, yeah, it's a great area.
Joel, we cut you short, man. You got about a minute. What do you got for us?
Oh no, I just wanted to say... Speaking of, like your guest was saying, really liked what he was saying. The way, just even with a Warren bumper sticker on now, the way people are treating me on the roads, like, I think the existentialism, the trying to make people a little more scared, at least progressive, you know, I think that's, I think it's fair. I'm worried, man. It's getting pretty dicey out there.
It is. Be scared! You have reason to be scared. But if you listen to the Devil's Advocates, at least you'll be entertained. Hopefully. Thank you.
And informed.
Egberto Willis and Scott Ross are two fine guests today. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show is next. And then the Busted Pencils. Educated educators talking education right here on the Civic Media Network. Keep it locked. Happy Halloween. See you tomorrow.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the